Christmas。
荷里活电影演员出身的里根总统在美国人民面前永远展现出灿烂的笑容。1979年当他和卡特总统竞选的时候，刚刚好赶上经济低迷、石油供应短缺和伊朗人质危机，为美国人的自信带来沉重的打击。富于幽默感的里根上台之后，扭转了国家的颓势，推动美国进入一轮新的经济繁荣。
It's morning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates at about half the record highs of 1980, nearly 2,000 families today will buy new homes, more than at any time in the past 4 years. This afternoon, 6,500 young men and women will be married. And with inflation at less than half of what it was just 4 years ago,They can look forward with confidence to the future. It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than 4 short years ago?
在1984年争取连任的时候，里根班子制作了一系列正面广告，包括上面那则美国再次迎来早晨。后来 Good Morning Again in America 成为美国人乐观主义的代名词。曾经担任过国防部长的拉姆斯菲尔德回忆说，他小的时候一位长辈告诉他知，小朋友，我们生活在一个民主制度之下，民主国家的领袖是靠说服人民来到领导的，而说服的途径一就是理性，第二是感情，短短的电视广告就是打动人民感情的有力手段。
You like Dragon, I like Dragon, everybody likes Dragon for president, hang out the banner, beat the drum, say thank you, Washington.
1952年当二战英雄艾森豪威尔参选的时候，他最成功的口号就是我爱艾克。艾克是大众对他的昵称，在战后的民调当中，这位当年的盟军统帅是最受爱戴的美国人，但是他自己并没有明显的党派倾向，民主党和共和党两边都有计划推他为自己的候选人。最后艾森豪威尔加入了共和党，一句我爱艾克风靡美国，被媒体和公众重复了亿万次，亦都令到艾森豪威尔顺利地进入了白宫。不过好像艾森豪威尔这样获得普遍爱戴的候选人并不多，尤其是不够知名的候选人，就需要通过巧妙的政治广告来到争取支持。1992年阿肯色州45岁的年轻州长比尔克林顿打出了这样的一则广告。
I was born in a little town called Hope, Arkansas, 3 months after my father died.I remember that old two-story house where I lived with my grandparents. They had very limited incomes. It was in 1963 that I went to Washington and met President Kennedy at the Boys Nation program. And I remember just thinking what an incredible country this was, that somebody like me, you know, had no money or anything, would be given the opportunity to meet the president. That's when I decided that I could really do public service because I cared so much about people.I worked my way through law school with part-time jobs, anything I could find. And after I graduated, I really didn't care about making a lot of money. I just wanted to go home and see if I could make a difference. We've worked hard in education and health care to create jobs, and we've made real progress. Now it's exhilarating to me to think that as president, I could help to change all our people's lives for the better and bring hope back to the American dream.
这则广告将克伦顿的经历描绘成为典型的美国梦的实现，拉近了这位州长、耶鲁毕业生和普通人民的距离。他的潜台词就是，如果你们选我，我亦都能够帮助你们实现自己的美国梦。不过正面广告如果做不好的话，就会出现负面的效果。2004年越战英雄约翰克里参议员去挑战布殊总统的，他向美国人这样做自我介绍。
I was born in Fitzsimmons Army Hospital in Colorado. My dad was serving in the Army Air Corps.
Both of my parents taught me about public service. I enlisted because I believed in service to country. I thought it was important if you had a lot of privileges, as I had, to go to a great university like Yale and give something back to your country.
The decisions that he made saved our lives.
When he pulled me out of the river, he risked his life to save mine.
For more than 30 years, John Kerry has served America.
If you look at my father's time in service to this country, whether it's as a veteran, prosecutor, or senator, he has shown an ability to fight for things that matter.
John is the face of someone who's hopeful, who's generous of spirit and of heart.
We're a country of optimists. We're the can-do people. And we just need to believe in ourselves again.
A lifetime of service and strength. John Kerry for president.
I'm John Kerry and I approve this message.
克里输俾咗布殊总统。克里嘅研究发现，呢则广告之中，克里专门提到自己嘅耶鲁学历，以及佢嗰位美丽嘅女儿同带有外国口音嘅妻子嘅出现，令到大家觉得佢属于权贵阶层，唔能够代表普通民众嘅利益。当然，配偶比丈夫加分嘅情况亦都好多。肯尼迪总统美艳嘅妻子杰斐琳系曾经令到美国人最骄傲嘅第一夫人。1960年大选的时候，杰斐琳用流利的西班牙语为丈夫做了这样的一则广告。
Queridos amigos, les habla la esposa del senador John F. Kennedy, candidato a la presidencia de los Estados Unidos. En estos tiempos de tanto peligro, cuando la paz mundial se ve amenazada por el comunismo, es necesario tener en la Casa Blanca un líder capaz de guiar nuestros destinos con una mano firme. Mi esposo siempre velará los intereses de todos los sectores de nuestra sociedad que necesitan la protección de un gobierno humanitario para el futuro de nuestros niños y para lograr un mundo donde exista la paz verdadera.Voten ustedes por el Partido Demócrata el día 8 de noviembre. Que viva Kennedy!
这则广告深深地打动了在佛罗里达、德克萨斯、亚利桑那等地大量聚居的拉美裔移民。很多传统上投票给共和党的人这次转了向。总统大选当中最大的一笔开支就是电视广告费。这些数以千万计的费用由哪个来支付呢？法律对竞选广告有什么的规定呢？在我们下一集的节目里面将会详细地解释。以上是美国之音的报道。